7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're getting close to the holidays right now. Boy, another 5 days, and it's all over. So if you need some help today with maybe a good flowering plant or a tropical plant for your favorite gardener, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And we've got some help coming up for you today. At 7:30, CN is going to join us and going to tell you on how to select the best bird feeder for the types of birds that you want and the seed. At 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about composting with Mike Taylor. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about a new LED light that you can grow plants inside, and this is the newest technology. And you all know the difference between a regular light and an LED light. The cost difference for you to run it is just incredible. So we have a lot of things we're going to help you with today. If you have specific questions, give us a call right now. Talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to get you prepared for the holidays. Now, if you're going to be bringing fresh greens into the house, first thing that you need to do is, if you're buying them from a nursery or garden center in a bunch, or you're buying them loose and you're mixing them up for different textures and colors, and you're going to be using them in your home, number one step, put a fresh cut on the end of the greens. That's number one. That opens up where the green has sealed itself to slow down on the moisture loss. And if you don't cut it, water cannot go up that stem. Step number two, try and remove as many of the needles or the leaves as possible that are going to be in the container underwater. Because if you take fresh, let's say, noble fir or balsam fir or yew, juniper, any of your evergreen plants, and you fill a vase full of water, and you just cut them and stick them in, and you have all of that foliage underwater, there's going to be a problem. Because the leaves or the needles breathe, just like we do. And because they're underwater, they won't be able to do that. And they're going to begin to rot and go bad. And what's going to happen is they're going to change the water from a nice, clean, fresh water that you've added to a water that's going to deteriorate very, very quickly. Nice, clear water will get milky, will eventually turn green or brown, and the beautiful plants that you put in there, the branches, will start to fall apart very, very quickly. So make sure, fresh cut, so that that branch can pull moisture out of the water that you've just done. Step two, remove as much of the foliage as possible so that you don't have any foliage underwater. If you can do that, you're going to see a big, big difference in the lasting power of that beautiful greens that you've added. And the same thing with flowers. If you're buying fresh flowers and putting them in a vase, it is very, very important that you do the same thing. Whether it's a carnation, a mum, a lily, no matter what you buy, if you fill that foliage into the water, the leaves are going to go downhill and they're going to run into a problem. So, you know, think before you do it if the flowers that you buy have a preservative, use it. Now, not all flowers use a preservative. For example, all of your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, all of your bulb type spring blooming, normally you will not find a pack of preservative with it because it doesn't help it. So you just use cold water, and to make them last longer, and it doesn't matter if it's a tulip, a carnation, a rose, any kind of a cut flower, the thing that you need to do every morning, and if you can even think about it at night before you go to bed, put a handful of ice in the water. The ice will cool the temperature of the water, and that will slow the growth of that flower, which means if you're buying beautiful red roses and the water gets hot because your house is warm, the rose itself is going to open faster. So if you can cool down the water morning and evening with, you know, half a dozen ice cubes, that will extend the life of those roses 2 days, 3 days, maybe even longer. Carnations, chrysanthemums, Lysianthus, Alstomeria, all of the other varieties, you could extend it by 3, 4, or even 5 days longer if you can keep the water on the cool side. It does make a big, big difference. And if you have a centerpiece and there's room, put some ice in the areas in the centerpiece. Water it with cold water. Mist the foliage. One thing that I try and do with a fresh centerpiece that's got evergreens in it is, if you're not going to be using it, you can actually take those greens, the arrangement itself, put it in the sink. Take your water shower, that's a, you know, that little cleaner that you use for your sink, spray all the foliage. Get it all wet. Let it sit in your sink overnight. That way the water can go in through the needles as well as through the actual stem of your plant. So give that a try. Anything that you can do like that will help to extend the life of your cut flowers and your arrangements. It will make a big, big difference in the lasting power. When you have a centerpiece on the table, besides watering, there is one thing that you really have to watch. And sometimes we have candles in them, we're busy cooking, entertaining, talking with people, we've lit the candles because it makes it look beautiful. Pay attention. As that candle gets smaller and smaller and smaller, do not let it get near the foliage. Get to a point you have to say to yourself, let's replace the candles. Pull the candles out, put them in a drawer, save them for the possibility of, we could lose power. If we do and there's no light, I've got some old candles, maybe 4 inches long, that I can put in a candlestick for that particular emergency, and put some new candles in the centerpiece. Don't use a centerpiece just once. Use it 2 or 3 times. All you need to do is to change the candles. But just be aware, these are evergreens. It could be yews, juniper, balsam, white pine, arborvitae. It could be a lot of different greens. They've been cut for a week or two, and your house is 70 degrees, you know, and you just want to be aware of it, okay? So don't let the candles get shot. Take them out, put some new candles. Don't throw them away. Save them. You'll never know when you could lose power. 3 years ago, a lot of you lost power. We had that big ice storm in New England. Remember that? 5 days, 6 days, some of you even 2 weeks without power. No lights. If you had candles, at least you could see what you were doing at night. So save the candles, change them, and you're going to be in much, much better shape. If we can help you with a good plant or some ideas for a present for your favorite gardener, call right now, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Now, we're talking a little bit about some presents, that last-minute gifts. You know, and a lot of you don't want to buy plants for somebody, bring them to your house, and pray that they don't die before you can get them to the person that you're going to give them to. So you have to be careful, and you have to know what their particular home is looking for. So let's think about this a bit. Tropical plants, as long as your home is in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 degrees, will do very, very well. And most tropical plants or houseplants will do very well in that temperature reading. So if you can keep it there, you should be in really, really good shape. What you need to find out is the amount of light that's going to be available for that plant. Do your friends, do your family members have a lot of windows? Is it a bright house? Do they normally leave the shades up? Or do they close the shades during the day? Do they close the curtains? Are they sheer curtains? You know, you need to find out that. And by visiting, you should be able to tell. So if it's a bright house, then you can go down to the greenhouse, the garden centers, and say, I need something that's going to get plenty of light. If you know that the home where it's going to is a little bit on the dark side with dark colored walls, heavy curtains, the room faces north, you know, then that's something that you should tell the person. So let them know what the exposure, what the quality of light is. And the other thing you want to tell them is they're a new gardener. They don't have any houseplants. You know, this is going to be their first plant. What can I get them that's going to live for more than a couple of weeks? You know, if they're an experienced gardener, then they're looking for something more unusual. So give some information to the people helping you and let them suggest different types of plant. Don't pick up the first one and say, oh, this is the one here. Have them show you 3, 4, 5 different types of plants, different textures, different shades of green, maybe some color. Now, if you pick out a plant that the foliage is other than green, for example, a croton. Croton is a beautiful plant. It has yellow, red, orange, green in it, all streaks in the foliage. And it really is a beautiful plant. But a plant that has a lot of color, like the croton, is a plant that needs a lot of sun. So if you're buying it for somebody and they've got a sliding glass door, they've got great big windows, every time you've gone there, the shades are up, the window curtains are wide open, and you know they're getting a lot of light, and you want to give them something different, then this croton would be a great plant for you. Now, the same house, you want to give them something that's going to maybe flower. Hibiscus. Hibiscus is a wonderful plant. It will bloom all year, 12 months of the year, but it's got to have a nice south-facing window during the winter. It can go outside during the summer, but in the fall, winter, and early spring, if you want it to bloom, it has to be in the south facing window, and that will help to encourage the plant to bloom. Some fertilizer, the right temperature, a little bit of water, and they will think of you every time that plant blooms. Orchids. My favorite is the Phalaenopsis, and the Phalaenopsis orchid is available everywhere right now. Some of the box stores even have them, but be careful. If you go to a box store and they have orchids right by the front door, and every time the front door opens, they're getting that chill of cold air, don't buy it. If it's in a place all by itself and it's sheltered from the drafts, then you can use it. If we can help you, call us, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you've tried to get through in the past and haven't been able to because of the season and how busy we get, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. If you have a question on your lawn, on your shrubs, your trees, you know, call us. It's the off-season, and that way you'll be prepared when the time is right. Don, we have a caller. What's his name or her name this morning?
This is Lori from Massachusetts, and she just would like to say thank you and Merry Christmas.
Lori, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific today. How about you, Lori?
Okay. The reason I'm calling is I just wanted to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and to really thank you for all the information that you've given your listeners over the years, because I use a lot of your tips and they work out wonderfully. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know, I've met you a couple of times when you've come to the Cape and to some of the nurseries, and just basically just to thank you.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, I try real hard to help teach you how to garden and show you what you can do, what you can't do, and try and make gardening fun. And I'm glad that you were able to take some of the information that I've given on the radio and use it to your advantage. And, you know, I hope that in the future we'll continue to keep you up with the new technologies of gardening. I mean, it's changing so fast, Lori. There's so many new products coming and new fertilizers and the way that they're blending them now. What they're adding to the fertilizers to make them work better, less of the fertilizer itself is leaching into the water to create problems. So things are getting better. Insecticides and fungicides are more targeted, and they're not lasting as long, which is good. So that, you know, if you put it down, we get into a rainy spell. It used to be that if you bought an insecticide, you put it down and you got a lot of rain, it went right into your groundwater. Well, the new insecticides of today are breaking down. So we don't have to worry about, in the future, the products that we put on the garden, we're going to end up drinking. So things are getting better. Things are getting safer. And people like you that want to have a good garden, you're trying the newer products. It's making you a better gardener. And what I always enjoy is somebody like you that calls and thanks me. And, you know, but what I enjoy the most is for you to try something new, a new flower, a new vegetable, a new shrub, have good results with it, get excited about the garden. It's something that I grew up with. I love the garden. I love all the various plants. I mean, that's what I went to school for. That's my life. And I just hope that you're able to share some of that love that I have for Mother Nature and make you enjoy the outside. Rather than sit in the house at the computer all day long, get outside, get some fresh air, plant some seeds, watch them turn to a plant, then flowers, then a vegetable that you can eat, and say, I grew that tomato myself. I started by seed, I took care of it, I planted it, I fertilized it, and look at this tomato, doesn't it taste good? Or cut some flowers, put them in a vase, and say, wow, I grew those flowers. Window boxes, different types of containers, all the enjoyment that it gives you. And that's what it's all about. You work hard. And gardening is not cheap. I mean, it's not something that, you know, well, I'll spend $2, $3 on it. It is an expensive hobby. To me, it's worth every cent. Because I can sit in my backyard and enjoy the blooms. I can work in the front yard. Neighbors will come by and say, oh, my God, Paul, you did an unbelievable job. What's that flower? What's that flower? So that they see what I do, they get encouraged, and tell them, it's not that hard. Try something new every year, and you see the enjoyment that it's going to bring you and the fun. You know, some years, it's not fun. 2 years ago, remember all the rain we had? Wow. And no matter what you did, you had no control. Mother Nature said, I'm going to make it rain. I kept waiting for Noah's Ark to pull up in my yard and say, Paul, I want 2 pansies and 2 petunias and 2 impatiens because I'm going to rot everything that's here. So, you have good years, you have bad years, and you keep that information in your head. There's a garden journal that you can write that down so that you know in the future what you did. 2 years ago. Remember all the tomatoes? They all fell apart. Oh, frustrating. You know, you work hard, you grow your own plants, you buy plants from your local nursery, and you've always had great results. But we had cooler temperatures, we had a lot of rain, and that darn blight came, that tomato blight came, and killed everything. This year, we had normal weather. We treated our plants with different fungicides to prevent this from happening again. We had results. This year, I was able to make spaghetti sauce again. Last year, I couldn't. Tomatoes all rotted. So I made myself spaghetti sauce. It was enjoyable to work in the garden, not seeing everything fall apart and knowing no matter what you did, there was nothing that you can do. Gardening is a challenge. You're growing apples. You're growing peaches, pears, raspberries, blueberries, cherries. Cherries are great. And I've tried to grow them in the past. And you do everything that you want, and then the birds find a tree. Oh, boy. You put nets on them, you go out in the morning, and there's birds stuck inside the nets. I gave up. I grow things that the birds are not going to bother with. Apples, peaches, pears. They're not going to bother with it. But you've got bugs, you have diseases, and you learn when to apply the products to prevent the problems. Keep records. You know that the fungus is coming at a certain time of the year, and if you can hit with your product at the right time, you can eliminate the problem. You work hard, but you need to know when is the right time to put down the right product to prevent things like this from happening. It's fun. It's a challenge. And Laurie, I'm glad that you were able to get some information and become a better gardener. Now, there's one thing I want you to do. Your friends, your neighbors, help them like I've helped you. Tell them to listen to the show. Tell them to go to the website, paulparent.com. Tell them to sign up for the newsletter. We all get our information together. We'll all do a better job, and it'll be fun. Okay? Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Jane from Massachusetts, who has a question about MSG.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Paul, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, I don't have a question about MSG. I have a comment. Actually, I was looking online last night for something holistically for my sister. She has loads of allergies, and there's a lot of foods she's not able to eat, and she can't even eat any spices whatsoever, not even turmeric, nothing. So I got online, and I was looking up allergies to spices and foods, and lo and behold, I found out that I can't think who the heck, the EPA, they have allowed MSG to be in all fertilizers. So she has been allergic to so many vegetables. She can only eat organic. And I said, no wonder you're allergic, because they're using MSG in fertilizers for virtually every fruit and vegetable.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that you should tell her to try, the new technology in gardening is a bacteria called mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a bacteria that attaches itself to the root system of your plant, grows as part of the root system, and is able to eat fertilizers that are in the ground naturally, that most roots cannot break down. It is what's called unavailable fertilizer. And it only becomes available when the mycorrhizae that's in our soil attaches itself to the plant, and it's now able, because these microbes will break it down so that the plant can use them. In the last couple of years, they have really done a lot of work on the mycorrhizae, and they have found that the root system of that plant will more than double its size. You're actually going to use less fertilizer because it's able to use the naturally occurring fertilizers in the soil. And the one company just done an unbelievable job. Their product is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And it's basically all mycorrhiza. Now, I'll tell you, Jane, the first time I used this mycorrhiza, I was planting new perennials. And there's a little garden center greenhouse right down the street from me called Green Mountain Transplants. They're in Arundel. And they sell perennials in plugs, not in great big pots, but in little 2-inch plugs. And I was planting a long perennial bed, saved a ton of money, went there paying 50 cents to a dollar, maybe some a little bit more. And I put some of this mycorrhiza in the ground with the plug. And within 60 days, these plants had matured to something I could not believe. Well, I planted some of these perennials underneath some red leaf Crimson King maples. I did it during May and June, so the new growth on the tree was primarily over. The following year, those red maples that normally produce a foot of new growth produce almost 3 feet. The next year, they produce 3 feet of new growth. So I add mycorrhiza every year, and the growth is...
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll work together so that you can have a beautiful garden next year or some great plants inside at this time of the year to help keep you sane. That way you don't get cabin fever. We were talking about wiltproof. Now, wiltproof and wiltstop can still be applied at this time. As long as your temperatures are going to be above 35 for 4 hours or more. And if you bought some new azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, boxwood, holly, and they're facing south, it really helps them for the first year. You're talking pennies to protect these plants during the winter. So if you have any broadleaf evergreens, or let's say you planted English ivy this year, or Pachysandra as a ground cover, you know, these were just rooted cuttings that you put in the ground. Yes, they've had all year to grow, but there were still cuttings that were rooted for you to plant, to make it less expensive than buying mature plants. And it will fill in and it'll be beautiful in a couple of years. But if you can put something like Wiltproof or Wiltstop on them, it makes a big, big difference. That way, if we have a winter with very little snow cover. Now, Don lives in Minnesota, and he's got snow up to his eyeballs. In New England, we really haven't had any snow yet. And if the winter continues like this, that's when you have damage to broadleaf evergreens. And the damage is caused by frozen ground, warm days with a lot of sun. So your ground is frozen so that the roots are not able to take moisture out of the soil, but the sun is strong. And even if you get temperatures 30, 32, 35, you know, in what's relatively mild, moisture comes out of the foliage. And when it does, the leaves begin to dry, and then you have damage. So if you planted something that's a broadleaf evergreen, put an anti-desiccant on them. It really does help. Okay? Now, those of you that are thinking about a present for a family member, they're new gardeners, or maybe they need some help, we have put the garden journal on sale through Christmas. We've taken $5 off. So check out the website, and it does make a good present for somebody that's learning, because it shows them what they did wrong and what they did right. Hopefully more right than wrong. So get out there, get your evergreens protected, and if it's a really windy, windy spot, and you have something that's more delicate, you may want to wrap it with burlap, but I always use a anti-desiccant like Wiltproof or Wiltstop. It plugs up all of the pores. It seals them. That way moisture cannot escape through the pores. The liquids stay inside the plant. And it really does make a big, big difference during the winter. You don't have to do it every year. The first year is really important. The second year, less, but I would do it again. And after that, your plant should be all by itself. Should be able to take care of itself. But the first year or two, spend pennies per plant. When you figure a plant's costing you $50 or more, is it worth spending a dollar to protect it during the winter? I think so. To save a $50 plant, it's worth it. Now, if you planted some trees this year and they're over 6 foot tall, I want you to go outside today, grab a hole of the trunk of the tree at your shoulder level, move the tree, pull it towards you, and push it away from you, and see how easy it is to move the plant. If it moves easy back and forth, you may want to think about staking it to the ground to prevent the wind or a heavy snow from blowing it over.